This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim.
It is.
Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you for joining us, but I really shouldn't do that. I should tell you, you're going to thank us because the learning that's about to take place in your head will last you a lifetime. And
you're
going to
need
like
a bigger
that's
head.
That's our model.
after this
show.
Yeah,
some of
over.
You's head's too big already, but it's going to get bigger even. I'm Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And JJ, the proud of Owensboro, Kentucky, Jasper.
Good morning.
How you doing, JJ?
I'm doing really well.
You're a traveling man, aren't you?
I'm a traveling man, but I've got to ask Ed to read something. I bought some.
Okay.
I bought some medicine.
All right.
For our horse yesterday.
You know, we got live video camera in here for Facebook Live. And so people can see that thing.
Yeah. Bought
you,
some.
You,
I don't know.
Do I need to hold it up?
No, this is fine. Bought some. Just some common medicine for the horse. And
we're turning the camera over there.
You can't make this stuff up. Read the bottom line right there, Ed. Read that out loud.
All right. Do not use in horses intended for human consumption. Are you serious?
You can't make stuff like that up.
This is Equimax.
Read that again.
Set this thing up
yeah,
again real quick. What
brand.
Do you got now? You got a big
sued.
Box.
Right, this is a
yeah,
box.
A box
it's
of medicine for Equimax. I wouldn't tell the whole name of it.
Oh, well, I just did
they're
now.
The ones who did it.
And this says for the treatment and control of roundworms, tapeworms, and bots in horses with a single dose. Mm-hmm. And on the back, it says, warning, do not use in horses intended for human consumption. It actually says that.
So apparently people are doing stuff in the privacy of their own home that we are absolutely not
all
aware
right.
of.
Well, I'll tell you, that reminds me, and then we'll get to the learning.
Here, let me give JJ his medicine back. I
yeah.
don't know what
the them
do.
Neighbors were over there grilling. I said, honey, that ain't sirloin, I'm telling you. I've smelt sirloin coming over the backyard fence, and that ain't it.
Well, one, this is about 25 years ago. Okay, so I go to a catfish pond with, you know, you go out and we all know
sure.
people familiar with, so we go.
I've heard of this.
Okay, go out to a catfish pond and I carry my, I think it was called Catfish Charlie at the time. Anyway, it's this big wad of, it's just stuff that you make into a ball and you put it on the hook and then you toss it out there and it's supposed to attract the catfish in it. It's called Catfish Charlie, I think
yeah.
it was. Anyway, so I was reading the side of it because I wanted to know what I don't
what
know.
Attracts catfish?
What
is
attracts
this
catfish?
That smells worse than a skunk.
Exactly, JJ. Is what is it that makes this stuff smell so bad? You know, and on the side of it, it gave the ingredients, and then it had in big black bold letters. It said, "Not for human consumption." I swear, I promise.
Because you would need that deterrent.
Huh?
You know, a person
yeah.
would need
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, well, I read
you
that.
You need it in writing
yeah.
just to keep from
and
being tempted.
And I thought
tempted.
To myself, what person needs this on here? And even if they have it on there, what person goes, you know, I was just about to eat this.
Right.
I was about to spread it on some crackers. And then I'm glad I saw this notice that said, not for human consumption. Otherwise, you know, I could have been sick.
See, I'm thinking this when I bought this yesterday. I normally don't read directions, but as I was reading directions, I'm reading this as, if you're planning on using this on your horse, if you plan on eating your horse, this is not a real good idea.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, what? Right here in America?
Oh, man.
He really said that?
Well, I mean, that's what it implies.
Yeah. All right. So.
Hey, Bubba, watch this. Watch me eat this stuff.
I know. Famous last words. Famous, yeah. famous last redneck words. Hey, Bubba, watch this. I think that's what Jeff Foxworthy said or something. All right, here we go. This is a purpose to this here show, and that's to learn, grow, and Ed, you always say, become
Oh, a much betterer person.
A much betterer person.
And more smarterer.
More smarterer. So, here's how we do this. We're going to ask three questions each, and then you're going to call in and answer one of them. And or you're going to ask a question. So, we'd like you to do both. Answer.
Challenges.
And ask. Yeah. Bring it, as we say, in the learning profession. So, we're going to do that now. Now, we have a couple things we need to tell you. One is, if we have the mystery question answered, you will get a prize for answering it correctly, but you'll know that you've answered it right if you hear this noise. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring.
It's not really a noise, Tim. Well, it's a beautiful sound for at least half the state of Mississippi.
All right. So, there you go. You'll hear that. And then was there anything else we knew? Ground rule.
The one ground rule.
The one ground rule we have is if you called and got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, do not call, please. We want to give as many new people an opportunity to get on the program as possible. Trivia Friday it is. We're here every Friday, Monday through Thursday. This hour and a half of programming is dedicated to news of the day and keeping you informed. And a more serious note, but on Fridays, it's serious, but it's a different kind of serious. And let me give the phone number, and then, Ed, you can start giving the questions.
Okay.
This phone number is Vladimir Putin's personal cell phone. So just rib him a little bit, but don't make him stay on the phone a long time. Now, here it is, 888-589-8840. Phone number to reach us here on today's issues at American Family Radio is 888-589-8840. There you go. All right, Ed, Professor Ed, here at Learning University, will introduce the first three questions.
All right. Now I have three Christmas questions, not of a biblical nature. We got Christmas coming up, so I don't know if you guys knew that, but I'm just letting everyone know. All right, question number one. Everyone is familiar with the mistletoe tradition at Christmas. What is the color of the berries of the plant? What is the color of the berries of the mistletoe plant? Question number two. What was the first state in the U.S. to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Third question. From what country does the poinsettia plant originate? From what country does
how do you know something like that plant? How would you know something like that
for, know something like
for
what?
Certain like what? Where the poinsettia plant originated, you know, what if it was I don't mean to be contrary with you, Ed, right here at the start of the show,
so it's accidental.
It's I mean, it could have been
well, I think that, you know, you import, you know, I guess countries imported them, and where do you import them from? It was Mexico.
Okay. So you go back to the first place,
I guess,
that it came from.
I didn't really think that deeply about the question, but, you know, it is something that someone can ask.
I know it's just me, but poinsettias mean a lot, and I've studied them for years and years and years. So I hope the answer to your question is correct.
Well, I guarantee that this question is correct. Okay. Unless somebody strongly disagrees with me.
Growing up, I loved basketball and
well, it's like asking where did basketball originate?
Movies and you know, I enjoyed poinsettia research.
Yeah.
what do you have over there, Professor Jasper?
Here's what I've got. Start off with a multiple choice. I guess you can say cold and flu season is upon us. How fast does a sneeze travel? A, 100 miles an hour. B, 300 miles an hour, or C, 600 miles an hour.
Somebody knows the answer to this?
They
there
know
been
the
research
answer.
Done?
Yeah, they did the research in Mexico. It goes all the way back there. That's where it originated. How fast does a sneeze travel? 100 miles an hour, 300 miles an hour, or 600 miles an hour?
I think that was a song by Jim Croce, too, back in the early 70s.
Here's the second question.
You know, it was right after... what was it, Leroy Brown?
Put sneezes in a bottle. No,
right after Leroy Brown.
Which was my favorite song in junior high school.
Bad Leroy Brown. Yeah. Hey, second question. Which Christmas carol includes the lyrics, "To save us all from Satan's power"? To save us all from Satan's power. Which Christmas carol is that? And then, true or false?
It's all I can do not to sing it outright.
Oh, I know it.
I love
it.
That is my favorite carol.
Yeah, it's great.
The one that goes, fall on your knees. That's one of my favorite because of all the gusto that you can sing.
Yeah.
And then another one that's not really a favorite, but there was some misunderstanding. A fella who, it was an uncle, who just wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. They were out Christmas caroling. He had the paper turned backwards. And he was singing loudly, Leon, Leon, at the top of his voice. So that had to be awkward for all of those Christmas carols.
Hey, talk about awkward. I have done those, you know, we go with church groups and go Christmas caroling. You're standing around going, fa la 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 la, la 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 la. For guys, that's kind of embarrassing.
Hey, I love to carol, Christmas carol. We do that every year. Oh, back to, here's my third question. It's true or false? For many years, sailors believed that smelling the bad breath of whales caused brain disorders. Is that true or false? For many years, sailors believed that smelling the bad breath of whales caused brain disorders. True or false?
All right, I'll tell you.
Here are my three questions. just to show you, I got some art culture in my brain.
Could tell just by the way you said it.
Yeah, well,
here's I my got first me question. Some art that their art culture.
What's the ballet term for 360 degrees turn on one foot? I should say term. What's the ballet term for 360 degrees turn on one foot? All right, that's pretty good. That's, well, deep into the arts, isn't it, right there?
It really is. Okay. I know whenever I do it, the word that follows is help. I fall and I can't get up.
Mine, whenever I do it, is what's the number for the chiropractor? I need to call the chiropractor again.
What Great Lakes state has more shoreline in it than the entire U.S. seaboard?
Wow.
Eastern Atlantic seaboard. Okay, let me repeat that question. What Great Lakes state has more shoreline than the entire U.S. Atlantic seaboard?
That's interesting.
I know. All right, here's a challenging one. What is the common element between gray, bean, Canada, Brent, and barnacle?
What?
That's what I said the first time I read it. Here's the question again, and I can't give you any more than the question. What is the common element between gray, bean, Canada, Brent, and barnacle? There's people out there who know the answer to this. Okay. All right. To the phones we go. Ed, who's first, Professor Ed?
All right. We go first to Texas. Timothy is on the line. Timothy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
How are you doing, Timothy?
Good.
Good. All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to answer. I don't have a question today.
Okay. Well, which question do you want to answer?
I guess I'll do the whale's bad breath.
Ooh, I want to hear the answer.
That's a good question to start off with.
Yeah. Here we go here, Benjamin.
This is Timothy.
Timothy. So we're assuming that whales have bad breath, though, right?
It's kind of judgmental, frankly.
Yeah. It is. It's hurtful.
Yeah. So
halitosis.
True or false, Timothy? For many years, sailors believed that smelling the bad breath of whales caused brain disorders. Is that true or false?
I'm just going to guess true.
It is 100%. True.
True.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Way to go, Timothy. Way to start us off.
I would think that if you tried to smell the breath of a whale, you already had a brain disorder.
Right.
I mean, that just seems like the definition of brain disorder.
I don't think, though, you had to get too close.
Well, then that may be true. Know, yeah, big old whale.
I'm with Ed. If your thing is smelling whale's breath, you got bigger problems than Listerine and Scope can help you with.
All right. Excellent job.
Thanks,
Timothy. Good job.
Yeah.
So that was an old sailor's belief or sailor's tale.
An old wives' sailor's
tale. That
you have to throw old wives in there for those kinds of things, don't you?
Yeah. All right.
Should we continue?
Yes, we shall.
All right. We go back to Texas. Benjamin is on the line. Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you doing, Benjamin?
What's up, Benjamin? What are you doing today?
Oh, and enjoying the cooler weather.
Yes, and but you're learning what you're doing.
We hope you're learning, anyway. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Benjamin?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The one about the mistletoe.
All right, here's the question again. Everyone is familiar with the mistletoe tradition at Christmas. What is the color of the berries of the mistletoe plant?
They would be white.
White is correct.
Wow, our listeners
white.
Are doing it.
Yeah,
two
white,
for two.
White,
excellent.
That's the color of the berries?
The berries.
Of the mistletoe.
Of
right.
The mistletoe.
Benjamin, what's the purpose of the mistletoe other than, you know, being around for Christmas, that kind of thing?
They make good guard dogs.
Mistletoe plants. I think everybody knows it ties in with farmersonly.com. Man, it's to get a kiss. Come on, guys.
Benjamin, so is that the extent of your depth of the mistletoe?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
All right.
Well, nothing wrong with that, admitting it.
Guys, I got to tell you, fellow was traveling, whole lot of that going on this time of year. Went to the airport, setting his luggage on there where it weighs at the checkout counter. He looks up, and there's mistletoe hanging right there where you put the luggage. And he thought, well, this is odd. So he asked the clerk about the mistletoe. He said, well, look where it's placed. And he said, I still don't get it. He said, it's so you can kiss your luggage goodbye.
All right. You have a mistletoe joke. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, JJ's got a lot in his bag.
Hey, right Benjamin, there. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
All right. What is the first question of the Old Testament and who said it? And also, what was the first question of the New Testament? And who said it?
Guys, talking among ourselves, I would think the serpent in the Old Testament. Yeah, he said, did God really say, and you know, he's questioning the word of God as Eve is being tempted. So that was pretty early. Would you think that's the first question?
That was what I was going to say.
Now, what about the New Testament? Would it be Zechariah questioning the angel there about
because that would come before Mary.
Because that's right there in the
How can
Christmas
this be
story.
So, or how could this happen?
Oh, yeah. Would Mary be before
Baptist? Zechariah, because he was born 6 months earlier than Jesus.
But who got the news first?
I can't remember the lineage there. I think it's got to be Zechariah, because Mary was told that her cousin was expecting or something.
But we don't know if maybe the angel came to her and then first and said, oh, and by the way, your aunt's going to have a baby too. Mm. I'm trying to remember in the story which comes first.
I don't.
What do you think, Tim?
I'm going with y'all.
All right. Ed, what do you say?
I say Zechariah.
Okay. We're going to go with the serpent tempting Eve in the Old Testament, Zechariah questioning the angel there in the temple for the New Testament.
No, actually, it's the first question of the Old Testament is God saying to Adam and Eve, where are you? And then the wise men to everyone, where is he?
Okay, I guess we're just going to have to respectfully disagree.
Yeah, Benjamin, when he said, where are you, that was after they sinned, after they sinned. But the devil asked Eve, he said, did God really say
you
shall not die? So he asked them a question before that, because that's why they were naked and hiding from God. They had sinned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in the New Testament, the wise men wouldn't have been asking a question until after Jesus was born, and both Zechariah and Mary questioned the angel.
But so, you've given us something to think about.
Sure have.
So thanks.
So go back and look those up and email us if JJ and I are wrong.
Okay, but hang on just a second. The thing that's happened lately with the Chip and Joanna Gaines?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On Fox, yes. Well, we actually go to Antioch Church.
Oh, you do?
And we... Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
So you know Chip and Joanna Gaines?
No, I don't know them, but we know Jimmy Seibert, and we...
Okay.
You know, we talk to him all the time.
Well, pass... if you can...
We actually have the action alert.
Yeah, pass along to them that a lot of people are praying for them.
And supporting them.
Supporting them and standing with them.
And the church.
And the church. And you tell your pastor we appreciate him preaching the full word of God.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Benjamin.
All right, thank you, Benjamin.
All right, you're listening to the radio program, Today's Issues. This is Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio, also known as...
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. And we're helping make you a more better or more smarter person so you can make a contribution to humankind sometime later today.
And let the record reflect there is no horse meat sold in the cafeteria. That's completely against the rules here at Learning University.
That's right.
Don't eat the catfish.
Not for human consumption.
And don't eat the catfish bait.
Charlie.
Just want to make sure. Yikes. All right, Trivia Friday. Let's repeat our questions once more, shall we?
All right, we shall.
I said, shall we?
We shall.
Shall we?
Shut up, Tim. The first question of the day from Tim, shall we? All right, I have two questions. I'm going to have to add one because one of mine have already been answered. What was the first state in the U.S. to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Second question.
There should have been states that beat them to it. But this state
yes,
did.
Yes, this was surprising.
Yes.
I heard this morning.
Yeah.
Second question. From what country does the poinsettia plant originate, or at least according to my sources, Tim? And I'm going to add a question. The Flintstones cartoon was based on what popular 1950s TV comedy? Those are my questions.
Flintstones.
Here's what I've got.
That was one of my favorite cartoons, by the way.
Gotta love the Flintstones. All kinds of little puns and
Flintstones. Yeah. I love that.
Hey, yes. We can come back with that song after the break.
You know, and that's why we say we have the student body yell out "Yabba Dabba Doo" at the pep rallies.
It goes over real big nowadays.
It really does. Here's what I've got. To start off with: how fast does a sneeze travel? 100 miles an hour, 300 miles an hour, or 600 miles an hour? Multiple choice. Second question, which Christmas carol includes the lyrics to save us all from Satan's power? Which Christmas carol does that come from? And then I'll add one as well. Bible question, who was the first person to come upon the injured man in the parable of the Good Samaritan? You remember three people came upon the injured man? Who was the first person to do that?
All right, here are my three questions, and pay attention, people. They're not easy. They're challenging, all right? Just when you thought that I didn't have any cultural propensity,
stuff.
I come up with a question like this right here. What's the ballet term for a 360 degrees turn on one foot? I know the answer
to
that.
That's the term.
You got a ballet person out there? In
like
your
a
backyard,
ballerina?
You look out in your backyard and you got a ballet person out there dancing around doing what they do, and they do a 360 degree turn
on one foot.
What do you tell your wife that they're out there doing in your backyard? It's a name.
Messing up the lawn. I just mowed out there.
Hey, have you guys seen that Geico commercial of the sumo wrestler out there
doing the ballet?
The ice skater. He's a figure skater. But he's only doing some real clumsy, slow movements. And the announcer is saying, his arms are coming up. He's about to turn. And then they say, just like you wouldn't see a sumo wrestler figure skater. Yeah. Oh, my word. All those commercials are hilarious.
All right. Here's my second question. What Great Lake state has more shoreline than the entire U.S. Atlantic seaboard? And finally,
the person that came up with that question was sitting on the dock of a bay.
Finally, now pay attention to this. What is the common element between gray, bean, Canada, Brent, and barnacle? There are people out there listening right now. Yeah, they know the answer to this, and you will too, probably.
They're all comprised of letters. You can use them as Scrabble.
They weren't the four Beatles, okay? They weren't the four Beatles. All right, we're going to take a short break right here just to give your brain a rest, and then we're going
to
come back.
Go to the water fountain, go to the restroom, whatever you need to do.
Regather your thoughts.
But don't run in the halls.
No, and we'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
On the next Today's Issues, the ripple effect is still being felt by everyone, including political candidates in other countries.
And they're all talking about the Trump factor. They're bringing it into their political equation. So Donald Trump may actually have more of an impact on the world than Barack Obama did.
He defied the odds.
Enlightenment and analysis on the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR and online at AFR.net.
We are going to the Holy Land in March. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. I only lead one tour a year to Israel. It's not my day job. It's just an annual tour that I do as I learn from my dad how to take folks to Israel. And we're going to have a wonderful experience. Most of the folks going are listeners to American Family Radio or supporters of American Family Association. And we're going to have a great time March 9th through the 17th. If you want information on this tour of the Holy Land, you can do it two ways. You can call us at 800-FAMILIES, option 5. 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5. That's families with an S. And leave us your name and your address, and we'll put a brochure in the mail to you. And if you want to go online, you can visit us at twholyland.com. twholyland.com. Again, won't be long till we close out this tour, so if you want more information, let us know.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and Commentary next. Things got a little testy at a post-election confab at Harvard University between the Trump campaign and the Clinton campaign. Jennifer Palmieri, Hillary Clinton's communication director, accused the president-elect of giving a platform to white supremacists. Kellyanne Conway refused to take that slap sitting down.
Excuse me, she said white supremacists.
Well,
I know it's mentioned a lot on your website, too. Do you think I ran a campaign where white supremacists had a platform? You going to look me in the face and tell me that?
It did. Kellyanne
really?
Did.
Oh, and that's how you lost?
It did.
Do you think you could have just had a decent message for the white working class voter?
The Clinton campaign really does believe we're a bunch of irredeemable deplorables. These are the kinds of people who are running the Democratic Party. These are the kinds of people teaching in our universities and producing films in Hollywood. It's not so much they bristled at Trump's promise to make America great again. I don't believe they ever thought America was great in the first place. I'm Todd Starnes.
Hey, wait a second.
Yeah,
that's about gay old time.
That's when the word gay meant happy.
He gets to messing with that saber-toothed tiger, gets locked out, and says, Wilma!
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Yeah, I meant that.
That was Ed, you let us down right there, man. You let the whole team down. Let me do this again.
Okay.
Also known as
Learning University,
which is on the air. Ed's just now going through puberty, I guess, at age 58 or whatever you are.
It's my early Michael Jackson imitation.
What? You got a book there in your
I got
hand.
A book right here in my hand. Jonah Had a Whale of a Time. We were talking about whales.
Who's the author?
It's our own J.J. Jasper. J.J., tell us about this. This
you got
is
a new
awesome book
out.
Yeah, it just was released. It's the sequel to Moses Was a Basket Case. Has the same blend of true stories. You're going to doubt that they're true because they're wacky and zany, but I offered some funny stories, funny true stories, plus a whole lot of encouragement and some inspiration. And
how can people get the book? It's called Jonah.
Jonah had a whale of a time,
and it's short story humor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And
okay.
Random true stories to encourage and inspire. Already hearing from people getting great reviews, nice stocking stuffer.
Has the New York Times reviewed it yet?
Not yet, okay. But we're hopeful.
I've read the whole thing from actually cover to cover kind of thing, and it is excellent. And I want to just say this. And not just because JJ's sitting right here, but it is funny. There are a lot of laugh out loud moments, but it's also got some excellent encouragement in terms of our Christian walk, JJ.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of ministry
great job
in there.
On
well,
how to get it?
Thank you so much. You go to afastore.net, afastore.net. And if I could tell you something quickly, last year we had a reprint of Moses Was a Basket Case, and it had been several years, and we just thought, well, we'll see how this does. In 6 days or 9 days, we completely sold out. Well, people getting the new book, for some reason, they're getting both, and they called me from the store. The store is out of Moses books, and I only have about 60 left. So not to cause a scare or anything, but last year there were a couple hundred people upset that they weren't able to get the book. There's about 60 only available at jjjasper.com. But you can get the new book. I think we're going to have enough copies. But when we say while supplies last, we really do mean it. And I think it'd be a great gift for a teacher or for someone in
your church. And this is not a 500-page theological. This is 160, 170 pages, something like that. It's not a read that's going to strain your brain. It is funny. The stuff in there that's encouraging for your faith is just stuff that's happened in JJ's life, and it is a great stocking stuffer. So,
all right,
back AFAstore.net.
Here's our phone number here to reach us on Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840. And here's the email, comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. Back to the phones we go, Ed.
All right, we go to Indiana, and Caleb is on the line. Caleb, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, you're on the show, Caleb. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which question? Which question you want to answer?
I want to answer the speed of the sneeze.
Okay, all right, let JJ read it again. The sneeze. All right. Caleb, how fast does a sneeze travel? 100 miles an hour, 300 miles an hour, or 600 miles an hour?
100 miles per hour.
That is a great guess, but incorrect.
Wow.
So
we're getting up to hurricane strength.
And I'm not going to give the answer, Caleb. We'll just leave that for the next person, but you helped somebody
answer
it right.
But we do know this, that according to the Jasper Institute of Science,
yes,
that the human sneeze travels faster than 100 miles an hour.
Yes.
Right.
Faster.
We do know that.
If the sneeze smells bad, you do not want to breathe it in because it can cause brain damage.
And it's near a whale.
Sailors used to know this.
Yeah. If a whale sneezes.
Oh, look out. Bets are off.
I would just say if a whale sneezes. If a whale sneezes in the woods. You have to ask yourself, you know.
And if nobody's there to
see. That's what I'm saying. Does it really make a sound?
Did the tree really fall?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Did he have a question?
No. You have a question for us, Caleb?
I had a question.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What is 103 times 24 divided by 3 plus 20 minus 10?
Whoa. Just a minute here, Caleb. That went way too fast. You repeat the question slowly. I'm talking about talk real slow. Go ahead, Caleb.
I know.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
103 times 24 divided by 3 plus 20 minus 10.
Lord have mercy. Why do you ask us that, Caleb? That would be my question.
It's a math question.
Oh, is it ever? It's a math question, but you're talking about a guy who made a C in geometry.
In geometry? Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You got stumped. It. We don't know the answer, Caleb. What is the answer?
834.
834.
Good
okay.
Math question. Hey, Caleb, first of the year, would you be available to help do my taxes? I know you're only 7, but I really could use your help. Ask your parents if that would be okay.
Hey, Caleb, you take care of my friend.
Have
thanks
a Merry
for calling.
Christmas.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
And we go back to Texas.
Calling
in
a lot
today.
Of smart
taking
people.
Over.
Will.
A lot of learning goes on in Texas. A
lot of learning. Will, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Will?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Okay, I got a statement first.
Okay.
How can you expect me to take you guys serious on Monday through Thursday based on Friday?
Well, that's why we wait till Friday, hoping you'll forget by Monday. You got Saturday and Sunday to
To recover.
Well, we figure yeah. after Monday through Friday, you're pleading. Monday through Thursday, you're pleading for Friday.
Right.
Okay, I agree with that part. Okay, that's good. Also, when it comes to Trivial Pursuit, my wife will tell you I have two answers.
You have what?
When it comes to Trivial Pursuit,
yeah.
the game, I always have two answers. It's either K-9 or who cares.
Good. All right. Well,
I got a couple of questions I can answer, but let's do the song one, the Christmas song.
Okay. Are you talking about the which Christmas carol includes the lyrics "To save us all from Satan's power"?
Yes.
Okay. Which Christmas carol is that included in?
God rest ye, gentle merry men.
God rest ye, merry gentlemen. That's right. Way to go, Will.
Dude, that's a great song.
Wait a second. Will answered "God rest you, gentle merry men." So, Technod, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Will.
My favorite Christmas carol, Will.
Will?
I think we all like it.
Will, if you can sing a couple lines from that song, we'll send you an AFR mug.
I can't do a full lyrics. I can do "God rest you, merry gentlemen."
No, clear your throat and get ready. And do it right.
Whatever.
Okay. All right, go ahead. You're on, Will.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
Now Will. I don't mean to sound harsh. You talk singing right there. Okay, I need you to sing. Hey. Sing those two lines, and you will get an American Family Radio.
But you got to belt it out, Will. You got to
bring some. No. You know, America's greatest, whatever that show is. America's talent.
America's greatest. Whatchamacallit. Yeah.
Go ahead, Will.
I have served on every staff position at church except music.
No.
And there's a reason for
you
that.
You could have fooled us. You could have fooled us. Anyway, okay.
So, I say let him off the spot.
Okay,
and send him
all right.
We'll
send him a mug. He gave it a he gave
good
it a
sport,
shot.
Will.
So, hey, so when we're through with you on the air, don't hang up, okay, Will? We'll put you on hold. And then yeah. Cindy Roberts, who's yeah. – one of our producers, she will get your information, and we will send you a mug.
And don't hang up on life either, Will. Remember, we said that here. Go ahead.
With your question.
Okay, I think your theological minds together might get this. Who is the first prophet in the Bible, and where do you find his prophecy?
The first prophet in the Bible, and where do you find his prophecy? That's the question before us.
All right, now
we're going to talk amongst ourselves here.
Ed, I'm kind of thinking outside the box here. And Job, I think, was the second book written, if you're doing chronological order. And there were some prophetic things said in Job. But now I don't know if you're talking about a real prophet or,
this is going to sound weird. I want to say that somewhere in the New Testament it calls Abel a prophet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember reading that. It seems like I recall that.
You might have been looking at the Reader's Digest version of the Bible. Hey, we can go with, what about it, Tim? You want to go with Abel just on a long shot? We're going to take that as a yes.
give us your answer, brother.
Let me give you two hints. His son was very well known for one thing. His great-grandson is very well-known because of what he did.
Okay, is that going to be like Enoch? Because you've got Noah, and you've
it
got...
Is.
Is it Enoch?
It is Enoch.
All right.
Enoch! JJ! JJ!
And you find his prophecy, please.
I was looking up... Go ahead.
You find this prophecy in Jude 14, 15, and 16.
Yes, it does. The Lord will come with 10,000s of his holy ones.
Yeah, but that's where you find his prophecy.
I looked this up. It says in Luke 11:50-51, the Lord Jesus Christ affirms that Abel, the son of Adam and Eve, was a prophet. In the Old Testament, a prophet was one who acted as God's mouthpiece. This is from Answers in Genesis. So that's just one of those things where the first prophet whose actual statement is recorded would be Enoch. I mean, that's correct.
Hey, Will, have a Merry Christmas, you and yours. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Thank you.
All right. Now I'm going to put you just on hold, Will, okay? So don't hang up.
All right.
All right.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And we appreciate you listening, American Family Radio. We have an app where you can download. You can download the app and listen anywhere in the world.
And you'll be happy.
If you download that app. On your smartphone or your iPad or your Android, you can download the app and listen to American Family Radio. It takes you about 30 seconds or a minute to download it. Boom. You can listen to AFR anywhere you go or on the internet at AFR.net. Let's repeat our questions here. This is called Learning University because we consider it our duty and our responsibility to help educate.
Kind of a mission.
Yes. Education here among this team is very important.
Yes.
And we pride ourselves in the right way. I know pride can be a sin, but it's the right kind of pride in helping people grow.
Yes.
And becoming more smarter, in the words of Ed Battagliano.
More betterer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not something we take lightly.
No.
Here's the thing about education. It was the first day of school, and the teacher, there was a little bit of a ruckus in the back of the classroom. She asked what was going on. Little Tommy said, "They're back here calling me the E word." And she said, "They're calling you what?" "They're calling me the E word." So she said, "Tommy, after class, stop by my desk." He did. She said, "Now, what was going on back there?" He said, "They were calling me the E word." And she's kind of going through the Rolodex of the, she said, "The E word," which would be, he said, "They were calling me ignorant." And that's what we're trying to solve here at Learning University. We're trying to eliminate all ignorance.
That's the kind of ignorance we're trying to cure.
We don't need no more ignorant people.
Uh-uh.
What do you got over there?
All right, here are my questions. What was the first state in the U.S. to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? And it is a surprise. Second question, from what country does the poinsettia plant originate?
Yeah, the poinsettia plant had to originate somewhere.
It did.
We all know that. We want to know what country it sprouted up in.
That's right, first. And then my third question, the Flintstones cartoon was based on what popular 1950s TV comedy?
Here's what I've got.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You're saying that the Flintstones cartoon series was inspired?
Yes.
By
a live-action 1950s
television show?
Yes, comedy.
Wow.
And when I tell you the answer, you'll go, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay, I'm going to withhold.
You wait and see.
Tim, I'm thinking, who worked in a quarry?
Right.
Who had a pet dinosaur?
Right.
That's throwing me off.
Okay, but that's not necessarily part that the inspiration comes from.
All right, we're going to withhold.
Withhold judgment.
We're going to withhold judgment.
We're not allowed
to
judge,
an
obviously,
okay.
Because that's
right.
That's for those, you know,
right.
bigoted
right.
people. But,
right.
But
we're going to go forward.
I think you'll be pleasantly
in a
surprised.
In non-judgmental fashion.
Yes.
Go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. Start with the Bible question. Who was the first person to come up on the injured man in the parable of the Good Samaritan? You remember three people came up on him. Who was the first person?
Wasn't Charlie.
And then I'll add one.
Catfish Charlie.
No, it wasn't.
With Christmas not many days away, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. What movie do you find that line?
I thought you were going to say, is that true or false?
You know, you should try that. You should try some absolutely nonsensical, you know, and then do a
right.
Is that true?
Say, that's
or
right.
False.
All right.
Best Andy Rooney voice.
Or you say, you know, who was the last person to hit 50 home runs? Is that true or false?
A friend of mine used to say, "What's the difference between an orange?" just to throw people. Well, what are you even asking
Yogi
me?
Yogi Berra said that when you come to the fork in the road, take it. All right, is that yours? You got another one?
No, that's two. Right. Yes, sir.
Here are mine. What's the ballet term? I know you're thinking to yourself, Tim would never ever ask a question about ballet. Well, I got you.
You're secure in your manhood.
Now, that's right. I looked it up. What's the ballet term for a 360-degree turn on one foot? These ballet people do this. I've seen them. And
yeah.
I want to know the answer to what they're doing up there. Okay, number two. What Great Lakes state has more? That's not easy to say, by the way.
Great Lakes state.
What Great Lake state has more shoreline than the entire United States Atlantic seaboard.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you what's hard to say. Irish wristwatch. Say that 10 times quickly.
I can't. Listen, I can't say my name Irish 10 times quickly.
Irish wristwatch, Irish wristwatch. Yeah, you got to be careful on live Christian.
Yeah.
You got to be careful on live Christian radio. You don't ever wear
Irish
doing that.
Irish wristwatch. Yeah, do that at your Christmas party.
Yeah.
Irish.
All right.
I can't even say one time in a hurry.
My third question is, what is the common element between gray, bean, Canada, Brent, and barnacle? There are people who know the answer to this. What's the common element between gray? I know it sounds like a crazy question, but gray, bean, Canada, Brent, and barnacle.
I must say, all three of your questions are fascinating.
Yeah. I spent 12, 13 minutes on these questions. So, I put in the work.
You put in the time.
I put in the time. Back to the phone.
All right. We go to Tennessee. Ernie is on the line. Ernie, welcome.
Tennessee Ernie.
I wanted to say it.
Yeah. I saw that.
Ernie.
Tennessee Ernie is.
Okay, Tennessee Ernie needs to turn his radio off so we can.
Houston, we hear you. We have contact.
Tennessee Ernie needs to turn his radio off so
he can't.
I think he's off the his cell phone. He might be getting out of coverage.
Off his rocker?
No, oh. out of
is he
out of range for his cell phone? Are you there?
His cell phone. He might be getting out of coverage.
No, he's got his radio turned
he's
on.
Gone.
Yeah,
I'm asking Brent Creeley, our producers. So is he gone?
He would be answering. Yeah.
All right. Sorry to Tennessee Ernie. I wanted to hear him at least sing something. But yeah. All right,
16 tons, and what do you get? A listener that's not able to make it through on Learning University.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Carolyn is on the line. Carolyn, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you,
Carolyn. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I want to tell you that the poinsettia is a native of Mexico and Central America.
That is. Go ahead.
Sneeze goes.
Oh, no, don't answer.
Yeah, don't answer.
Just one question. And you got correct. The answer to the question, from what country does the poinsettia plant originate? Mexico is correct.
Way to go, Carolyn. Nicely done.
So Mexico gave us the poinsettia.
Yes.
Poinsettia. Is it poinsettia or poinsettia?
It's pronounced poinsettia, but it's spelled poinsettia.
Yeah. Thank you, Mexico.
Yes.
On behalf of all of us here in America.
For a lot of things, but it's poinsettia is one of them.
It's going to be a little harder getting those shipments when they got to go over the wall and then put them in the truck and then drive them inland.
Then drive them in
to the USA. But it'll be worth it because they're so
pretty. Mexico's
going to
pay
year.
For those poinsettias. I'll tell you that right now.
Carolyn, you have a question for us?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
Carolyn, thanks for calling.
Thanks for
Merry
calling.
Christmas.
I enjoy your show.
All right. Thank you for listening, and you did a great job. Thank you, Carolyn.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio is also known as
Learning University,
which is on the air for another 40 minutes here. So if you want to expand your horizons, you want to reach for your stars, you want to get your back off the wall, then you stay right here
and
with
get
us.
Get your monkey off the back.
You know, a person once said shopping with your husband is like hunting with the game warden. I guess that would have been a woman.
Who said
there was,
that?
There was a guy, it was stormy weather, a guy was at the mall at Christmas time. He was sitting on the bench with some other men while the wives were shopping, and the lights in the mall flickered, and the man sighed and said, "That must be my wife checking out right now."
Shopping with your husband is
you
like...
You name the topic, JJ's got a joke for him.
Shopping with your husband is like hunting with the game warden. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Georgia, and Brenda is on the line. Brenda, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, y'all.
Well, hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Brenda?
Thanks for calling, Brenda.
Thank you. I just want to answer.
All right, which question do you want to take a shot at?
One of Tim's, because I'm reaching for the stars.
Oh, you reach, okay.
You're going to reach for the stars, Brenda, right here on our show? Okay. Which one do you want to answer? And then I'll re-ask it again, then you can give us the correct answer. Which one do you want to take a shot at?
Okay. Oh, first, I want to shout out to my mama.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, mama.
That's a shout out.
That's well, wonderful.
Now, Brenda, where are you calling from in Georgia?
Arkansas.
Esther.
Oh, no, Georgia.
GA is Georgia still, JJ. Anyway, where in Georgia?
Sylvester.
Okay, all right, wonderful. Well, I hope you – thanks for – I'm glad you and your mom are both listening. Which one of these questions do you want to answer, and I'll re-ask it real quick?
The one about the ballerina.
Good, I want to hear the answer to this.
By the way, I'll tell something embarrassing on myself, and I don't have much, in my 53 years that I'm embarrassed about or that I did. But
wait till the rest of those Clinton emails come out.
WikiLeaks?
Let that be the determination.
That'll be. Okay, WikiLeaks gets on me. I tell you what happened was a few years ago we had a person on who was a head of a ballet company.
Mm-hmm.
As a guest in studio, this is 20 years ago or so, and I didn't know what I was talking about much. You know, I mean, very little.
When it comes to ballet.
Yeah, I didn't know. So I called. I said, now, how do you teach a person to be a balletist? and I wasn't kidding.
Right.
I thought I was asking a serious question, and then Marvin Sanders started laughing out loud in my face. Marvin was my co-host at the time, and the woman in here, she was a good sport about it, but she was looking at me like, you're just an idiot. You don't know what a ballerina, you call it a balletist? So anyway, that was not a moment of pride for the family. A ballerina would be a woman, right?
We're asking Brenda.
Or would that be both, a male and a female?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, we don't know. We'll find out the answer to that. But I just know it's not a balletist. I learned that 20 years ago. Here's the question that Brenda's going to answer correctly. What's the ballet term for 360 degrees turn on 1 foot?
A pirouette.
Yes.
Pirouette.
A pirouette.
Nice. Nicely done,
Have
Brenda.
You ever done one of those, Brenda?
I've tried.
Did you? A pirouette?
So you were a balletist for a period of time?
Brenda, Ed did one time, but it wasn't intentional.
But it sure did. It sure did hurt.
Yeah.
Had to do with putting up Christmas lights.
It's spelled P-I-R-O-U-E-T-T-E. It's obviously a French word. But you got it right.
I didn't hear the cowbell.
No, that's not the what do you call it?
Mystery question.
Mystery question. But it's a good answer and a good thanks for calling.
Do you have a question for us?
No, I don't.
All right.
You don't?
You have a great time. Thank you, Brenda. You want to say something else?
Yeah, my sister's mad because they want me to give them a shout out too. So, hey, sister.
Well, I'll get you. What? Call their names.
Call their names.
Yeah, and your mom.
My mom is Gladys Wynn.
Okay. Are they all in Georgia?
They are. And my sisters, Lisa, Teresa, Trish, and Gloria.
You got four sisters?
I do.
Wonderful.
Well, somebody was probably a balletist in that bunch, weren't they?
Hey, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about her daddy having all those weddings to pay for.
Oh.
Said the father of five daughters.
Hey, thank you, Brenda.
Thanks, y'all.
All right.
All right, we got to take a break for
we're a family show, too. See?
Yes, we are.
Not just educationally oriented.
Yeah, I love it. That was awesome.
We're going to take a break right here for 5 minutes, and we'll be back with more of today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. It's Trivia Friday here on AFR.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.